Proverbs 3, verses 27 and 28. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go, and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. Here is one of those passages that has a wide variety of applications to the life of the child of God. The teaching is plain, straightforward, and easily understood. We should help when we can. I had been a Christian for about 5 years when I had my first involvement with this passage. I had memorized it a few weeks earlier, and it was fresh in my mind. I was relaxing with a group of seminary students on a Saturday afternoon, discussing the weather, the baseball game, whatever. One of the fellows said he thought he would go out and wash his car. Since I was doing nothing, it was certainly in the power of mine hand to help. I got up to go out to get into the project with him. The rest just sat there. After we had washed the car, I was talking to one of the guys, and he mentioned how nice it was of me to help the guy wash his car. So I showed him the verse and told him that the Lord had prompted me to do so by reminding me of the teaching of that passage. He was utterly amazed. Apparently, it had never entered his mind that the Bible was given to give practical guidance on practical issues. To him, it was a book on which to base the theological discussion of Brunner, Barth, Tillich, Schopenhauer, Kierkegaard, and others. The fact that God had used it to lead me to help a guy wash his car blew his mind. Do you remember the man who was mugged and robbed, and the religious leaders just left him lay there half dead? Then finally a man came along who had compassion on him, bound up his wounds, brought him to a hotel where he could get some rest, and then paid his bill. It was in the power of his hand to help, and he helped. Jesus commended him and told those standing there, Go thou and do likewise. Here was a situation where a man felt compelled to put out some time and energy and money to help a man in need. He got involved. These opportunities show up in so many little ways. Last night, my wife and I were waiting in a parking lot for another couple to arrive. We were sitting in the car watching the traffic speed by on a very busy street. There was a man trying to leave the garage next door, but he could not find a break in the traffic. So he sat there, and nobody would let him in. Hundreds of drivers drove by and saw him sitting there, but they wouldn't slow down. It would have cost them all of 10 seconds, but no one was willing to help him. Even though it was in the power of their hand to do it, they wouldn't do it. Their neighbor was in need, but they passed by. Obviously, compassion and love are the basis of a life lived by these guidelines. And those things do not come easy. In fact, they rarely come at all, except with the empowering help of the Spirit of God. It is the way of God to anticipate the need and then make provision for it. His timing is always perfect, and His provision is always abundant. What a blessing to the world if we would cultivate that Christ-like spirit.